We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting the Mishnah on top of Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, continuing about Asherah tree. Lo Yeshiv Betzilo, you should not sit in the shade of Asherah tree. Vim Yoshav Tar, if you sat in the shade, it's Tar. Now Rashi explains, you're not sitting under the tree, because that's the next case. You're sitting in the shade of a tree, because let's say the sun is coming from the east, and you're sitting in the west. If you sit in front of that tree, without sitting under a tree, the tree will block the sun, and that will be considered the tail of the tree. It could sometimes be very long, the shade of a tree. It could be even longer than the height of the tree. So that's what means betzila. You're not allowed to have anah from the Asherah tree. How are you having anah? By sitting in the tail. But if you sit there, you're tar. Lo yavr tachta. Lo yavr tachta. You shouldn't go under it, because also they're getting anah from the shade. Vim avar, and if you go under it, you're tamei. Why? We'll see in the Gemara, the reason is the chashash that we always know under the Asherah tree is takrei v'zavei zara. People throw gifts to the avodah zara. So if someone's under it, they're being under the same oil as a takrevis. And takrevis is metame like a mace. Like we learned a few times, v'yehudim v'mseira, it's like zivchei mesim, that avodah zara is metame like a mace. So if you're under it, you become tamei like a mace. So if you're in the shade, you're tar. But if you walk under the tree, you're tamei.
Why did you
go because of takrevis? Is the avodah zara itself not metame? No, avodah zara is not metame. Takrevis is not metame. If you break it into pieces and you touch it, you think, but there's no oil on avodah zara. There's no oil on avodah zara. So we had. How do you know avodah zara itself is tamei? We have four. Shak is shakasenu. It's like a nida, but no oil. Hoisek zelas rabim. Let's say you have the root 9 and there's a Asherah tree over root 9, and no one can allow them to do that. So every person who drives his car by becomes tamei now. So they have avatachta atar. The halacha is you go under itar. What's the reason? So Rashi explains because the din of tumas of oil of takrevis v'ezara, even though we bring a pasuk, it's only with the rabbanon, and the rabbanon will not geyser in a place where they did not have permission to put it here. So it's gazel zerabim mistar. Zok to Gemara, lo yeshiv betzila. It says you should not sit in the shade, which means not under the tree. It's in the shade. Zok to Gemara, pshita avada. You not have enough shkayach. We know you not have enough masher tree. What's the chiddush? Amar rabbi chanan v'yechon al yitzchok al tzel tzila. A chiddush is for the tzel tzila. What exactly is tzel tzila? So Rashi learned tzel tzila means that in the morning and the evening has a much longer shadow than the middle of the day. In the morning and evening, the shadow of the tree goes much more than the length of a tree. Anything bigger than the length of a tree is called tzel tzila. Rashi says it's a little thinner, the shade. It's not as strong, the shade. That's called tzel tzila. So the chiddush is that you're not allowed to sit, even the tzel tzila of it, even that's also called hanah. L'nitzchol tzel tzila, that's the chiddush. Zok demar machlal, the betzel, it says mashmal, the betzel kemosa, im yashav tameh, we say only tzel tzila lo yashav im yashav tar. But you're telling me in the tzel itself, it's tameh, why would it be tameh? Machlal betzel kemosa im yashav tameh, that's a parallel, why would it be tameh, not under it? What's the chiddush? What kamash blon? That filu tzel tzila lo yashav. Even tzel tzila should not sit. It's called hana. The chiddush is that tzel tzila is called hana. Ikad demas la sefer. Some say the same shaka v'tarya, which comes out the same halacha on the sefer. Sefer says miyashav tar pshita. Why should it be tame? You're not under the tree. Am rabba bachanu v'yechon itzchol tzel kamasa. We're talking about where you sat in the etzem tzel, in the shade itself. And that's the chiddush that you tar. Mechlad, the tzel tzila, filo chatila yeshev. You tell me what? Tzel tzila, even kasit lechatila? Because the whole mission is talking about dafka tzel kemasa? Lord, how come I saw the filo tzel kemasa, I'm yoshev tar. The chiddush is even tzel kemasa, I'm yoshev as tar. So in any case, we're coming out the same thing. That if someone's in the shade of Asherah tree, side at tzel, side at tzel tzila, either way, it's also to do it, because I know. And either way, you're tar, even in the tail itself, because you're not under the tree mamash.
What about the cell of the makam tum?
You have to be in the oil of the makam tum. Same thing here also. It's called makam tum under the tree, but you're not under it. You're in the shade. That's not enough. That's called the oil. So it said in Mishnah, "Liyavatachta mavatami." Why? My timer. He efshered lekatakrebi service chavim. It's impossible. There's no gifts to the avodah zara under the tree. So Moritz says, Mani, who is this? Rehuda Miseri, it's going to be Miseri. Time to the Bryce Miseri, Aymer, Menayat Akrev, there was Chavim, Shetam Boyle. How do you know there was Chavim and Tam Boyle? Shenemar, by Yitzvadu, the Baal Par, by Yoychlu Zivchay Mason. It says Baal Par, and calls it Zivchay Mason. Man, based Tam Boyle, after it was Chavim and Tam Boyle. There was almost some Tam Boyle. And we say it's only the Rabbanon, that's why we're exiled as a Rabbim, you won't become Tame, because only the Rabbanon take it in. And this is Shita Rehuda Ben Miseri. We have spoken that before, Toystaf on Beis on Beis, that says that everyone agrees. Le'inyan issa achila v'hano, we learn out from Zivchei Mesim. The shayla is agave tumas oil. That's because Yudim Seir and Rabbanim. But everyone agrees that there's issa hano and issa achila, which we also learn out from the same pasuk, by the way, incidentally. But shayla have bite to take this hekesh. I ain't hekesh to mechza. There's a ritva that talks about it. But have bite to take it. Yudim Seir takes it so far to say it's the time of oil. Because it says Vayoichlu Zivchei Mesim, the eight. I'm talking about the Zivchei Mesim is the Kabbanis Zivchei Mesim. It says Vayoichlu Zivchei Mesim. I'm talking about the Zvachim. I'm talking about the Kabbanis they wrote to the Baal Par. He said they attached themselves to Baal Par and they ate Zivchei Mesim. So what's called Zivchei Mesim? The Kabbanis. The Kabbanis, the Datakrivis are called this. So therefore, that's the Makar for that. So the Gemara Vayit Hoysa Geizelas Es Arabim. Va'avar tachteh atar. So the Gezel Rabbi went under itar. Boilu avar or over. Does it mean you're allowed to go lechatchila? You're allowed to drive down Route 9 lechatchila past Asher Triovet? Or it means if you did, it's mut, it's tar. What's halach? So Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar said, "Chizki amar over. You're allowed to go under lechatchila. If you went on under, you're not tame. And v'loy pligi. Even though it sounds like a machlekes, loy pligi. Hadi gedarka achwina. If you have another way, you should not go this way." If you know all the way, then you go this way. What does it mean that like a darach chwina? There's always another derech. What do you mean? You go around the whole city and come back. You know, what was that? Zok taisvis, small taisvis, top taisvis, second top taisvis. Pirish kotzer kezeh. It means if you have the same way and you go down this way, that's aser. But if it's shorter, you could go down that way. That's something darach chwina in this case. And then you know, become tommy because the guy, the gazelle is the rabbi. Zotim Ravai, the Omle Rav Sheshesh. Rav Sheshesh was a sagi, no, Rash says. He couldn't see. And he had a shamash who used to walk him around everywhere. Omle Rav Sheshesh, Lashame, he came to the hospital. When you get near the Asherah tree, Aratini, let's run. So Mar Zakash, what's going on? Well, why do you have to run? Echidam, either like a darker queen, if it's all the way, Lomle Aratini, it's Bashar, it's Mutter. There was a case here, it was a gazelle as a rabbin. Asherah, a gazelle as a rabbin here. So if there's no other way, why have to run? It's Mutter. Vidikadar Kreena, Kiyom Aratini, not Mishari. It doesn't help running. You're not allowed to go here. So I think, I'm like a dog of Korea, no other way. But Adam Choshu shiny. Adam Choshu has to be more careful. People don't know, and therefore you have to run. You know, you have to show that it's not like a chila, and therefore he wanted to run because Adam Choshu shiny. Talk to the next Mishnah. More about Asherah tree. We have mentioned this Mishnah before. Talk to the Mishnah. Zoyrin tachta yirako is the Moisak Shaman. You're allowed to plant vegetables under this tree, be Moisak Shaman. Why? Because the shade is not good in the winter. You need sun because it's cold. So there, you're not getting enough from the tree. In the sun, if the cucumbers get too much in the sun, they're going to get rotten and dried out. So therefore, you want the shade. So you have enough on the tree. You cannot plant under it. V'achazirim, which is the lettuce, called chazeres, the lettuce always needs shade. So there, you're never allowed to plant under the tree. Even your rockers, cucumbers, in the winter where you need the sun, you're not going to plant under. Why? Because it gains from the tree. Because the leaves fall off. And it's fertilizer for the vegetables. And therefore, you're not allowed to do that because you're getting enough from it. So we have machlekes here, Rabbanan and Rav Yehuda. Very important to get it clear. What's the halacha when you're under a tree? And the leaves fall and gives it fertilizer. According to the Tanakhama, it's mutter. It's not hana. I need the sun. According to the Rebbe, no, I'm getting fertilizer. So what's the B.A. Machlekes? It's not the Gemara. Lameimra, the Rebbe Savar, Zevezeh Gerim Aser, Rabbanam is Zevezeh Gerim Mutter. We're learning the Machlekes is, Rebbe holds Zevezeh Gerim is Aser, which means it has. The ground is giving it sustenance, and it also has this fertilizer from the Avodah Zarah tree. Zev is a germ is also. The Rabban hold, Zev is a germ is mutter. I have the sustenance from the ground, so I don't care about the fertilizer. Zev is a germ mutter. That's the Chagas Reisi and the Rabban. It sounds like Rabbanu holds Zev is a Gerim, it's Mutter. If it has a Hetadiga element here, it's Mutter. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's also.
What's the Hetadiga element?
What the Hetadiga? Karka. The Karka. The Karka helping grow and the fertilizer.
Disregarding the
shade. Oh, so you. Bomba Kasha. I went to somebody asked Kasha. Kasha like this. Rabbanu hold in the Resha that if in the summer, everyone agrees in the summer, you're not allowed to plant under a tree. Why have I not? Why he says Zev is a Gerim Mutter, according to Rabbanu? Won't be the Havim, you know, heck is that's planted under Rabbanu. Zev is a Gerim is Mutter. He holds his also in the Resha. It's not fake Tysis. They're a mouse of Rabbanu. Zok Tysis Rabbanu. Peris Rabbanu Shmuel. Makamakim, ask Rabbanu, you rock him as a Chama, Loy Dami. The Hacha. Im zevel neviya mahane legado lahaklev zevel akarka nami yishul hatav legado. Zevel and karka are the same engines that make it grow. The whole part of the fertilizing. So that's zevel zegar. Shade has nothing to do with karka. So you're right. The karka is helping grow and the shade is helping grow. But the shade is blocking the sun and this is doing something else. They're doing two different things. When it does two different things, they're not called zevel zegar. Two different things are not called zevel zegar. And therefore, it's not a kash from that. So Akaponim, we're learning that's because of Yesi and Rabbanim. If Zev Zegarim also is Mutter. So the main brother of Yesi saw Zev Zegarim also therefore the fertilizer the prab. Rabbanim, Zev Zegarim is Mutter. Freit the Gemara, ho ipcha shamin elohu. I'll show you the opposite from a different Mishnah, the Tanan, something we learned already. Rabbi Yesi, Eimer, what do you do with Avodah Zarah? You shaykhik, you grind it up with Zerah Ruach, and cast it into the wind. Or mat l'yam, you throw it into the yam. Omer Loi, the Rabbanon said to Rabbi Yossi, I don't like that Eitz throwing it through the wind. Why? Afi Nasa Zevel turns into fertilizer. And Emelie, you're not allowed to have anything to do with Eizara. So you see, what Rabbanon holds a problem with Zev Zagarim, and Rabbi Yossi holds Mutter. Kasha, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, Kasha, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi. It's a contradiction between Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yossi. The steer over here. Bomba steer. He said, Pshana Mishnah is that Rabbi Yossi holds Zev Zagarim is Osir. And there he says, I can throw it to the Ruach, and the Rabbanon, the opposite. Mamash, Kasha, Rabbi Yossi, Kasha, Rabbanon. And for the Gemara, Bishlam and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi. But I'm just going to stop here and give a public service announcement. If you don't have this Gemara Klar, then Mem Tesem and Aleph won't be Kedai either. The whole Mem Tesem and Aleph tinged this. It's very easy, but it's very Klar. So we have a theory here too. Rabbi Yossi, our Mishnah says that the fertilizer is Aser, why is there like Aser? And we have here a fertilizer, it's Mutter. And the same thing Rabbana, also the opposite, Emesh Tira. So the Gemara, Bishlam and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, like Kasha. So he says, Terrence like this. Hosom the Ka'azul Ibud Mut Matir. Hacha the cause the ibud also. Rabbi Yossi says it's not shver. Why? There the ka'azul ibud is there. The throwing the ibud it's mutter. We'll explain why Rashi says in a second. But hacha the ibud is also. The Torah is like this. Zog Rashi like this. Really, when you grind up avodah zarah, zog Rashi, the Gemara said before it's not worse than nishpar me'aleha. And nishpar me'aleha is mutter. Fear of shlokas. Nishpar me'aleha is mutter. Why taka is a taka not considered bottle? Because we're scared a Yisrael might pick it up, and once he picks it up, comes his, and then grinding doesn't help. So since the whole iser really it's really mutter, it's only a gzeira, so it weren't geyser, zev, zegar, maser. That's what means halach libud. Since really there was a bit on it, because you ground it up, and bitl really works with the raisa by nishpar meleha, therefore there's no iser, zev, zegar, maser. Mashenkin over here, it's not, no one's ever vatlet. The tree's falling off. No one's ever, never in the ibud. The branches are falling, it's mamish, it's our mamish. And therefore, the problem is Zev Zegar Maser. Basically, Rabbi Yossi is saying is, only Zev Zegar Maser, only by Avedazara mamish. Over there, where you ground it up, really, with the rice it's bottle, that's why it's mutter. That is Rashi's pshat. Frank Toysvis, one of the cash toys says, that's only Rashlakish. The other man, the animal is not like that. And this is where is also. Look at the mask of Hossam. Pierce per counter is La Abdom is Gavin, for a bottle of Avgur is Chavin, Shishab Merlea, of a Kasha, Botuva, the Lamandiama, Vis Chavin, Shishab Merlea, Sura, Tixi. And there's another Kasha, therefore Zoktois is look at the end, looking near Faris, the cause of Ibad, Lushiach, Shiava Lisbol, Bizreel Ruach. So you know if it's called Kachba Yachad. It's a different reason. No, it's not so Shiach to have fertilized. That's the Mars Tarot. So if two Pshach and Mars Tarot is cause of Ibad. But Rabbanu Rabbanu Kasha, but Rabbanu Rabbanu Shver, L'chayr is still Shver. We answer is yes, but Rabbanu we can't answer. And for the Gemara, Epoch. You know what we'll do? We're gonna make an Epoch. We're gonna say Rabbi Yossi Taka holds Zev Zegarim is Mutter, and our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi is the one who says that Yerukos and Mais Agashamim are Mutter, and Rabbanu say that you're worried about the fertilizer. Let's switch it around. Rabbanu the one who worried about the fertilizer. So you're worried about the Leruach there. You're worried here also. That's one teretz. The boy is same a loy tepach. The Rabbi Yosi Kedeshaninon, where Rabbi Yosi is like we answered, that we're Ibud Le'ibud, and Rabbanon, who really hold, that Zev is the Rabbanon. Also, what's on our Mishnah? Why in our Mishnah does he allow it? The Rabbanon, Kedom Rab Marbere, the Rab Kahana, Masha Shviach, Ba'or, Poygim Abbasim. So it's sugya by Psulia Makdashim. Psulia Makdashim is a behemoth that gets a mum. So loch is, you could sell it, and you could pay it, basically, and then the behemoth becomes chulin. Now you can fetch much more money for the pidyon if the R is taken off a certain way in one piece. The only problem is, if you do that, it'll ruin the basa. So one man said, why don't you take off the R at one piece? Now you can sell for much more money. Make a pidyon much money if you're allowed to do that. So the only man said, no, you're going to ruin the basa. And whatever it gains from the R will ruin with the basa. So here also, the same thing. Whatever it's gaining under the tree from the leaves for the fertilizer, it's losing from the shade. Remember, it's the winter. The shade is no good for it. So therefore, it's not called hana at all. It loses from the tail. So right now, we answer like this. Avada for your secretary, it's Avada, Rav Yosi holds, Zev, Zev, Garim, is Mutter. You think it's wrong to Ruah. I, our Mishnah holds Asa. I really said it wrong. Betzim, Rav Yosi holds, Zev, everyone holds, Zev, Zev, Asa, really. Everyone holds, Zev, Zev, Asa. Rav Yosi holds, I, our Mishnah is good, because it's Asa. I, the case of Zer, the Ruach, there it's Halach Libut. The Rabbanon was Shver, because Rabbanon hold Aser, so why here in our Mishnah holds Mutter? Teretz here was no Hana. Whatever you're gaining from the Nevi'ah, you're losing from the Shade. So I'm going to stop right here in the middle of the Sugya. There's a whole Amud Gemara after this. If the Yom should remember, get this very clear, and therefore we could get right into it tomorrow with Shav Rabbi Yisrael Aser, because the Kohen Aser, and therefore we have to continue from this point in the Sugya.